you're listening to the Quaby Sisters Band. It's made up of Grace, Sophia, and Hulda Quaby, as well as Joe McKenzie and Drew Phelps. The young Texans play triple fiddles in the country western style and have played with ensembles ranging from the Grand Ole Opry to the Reno Philharmonic Orchestra. They'll be visiting Paris, Tennessee at the Kreider Performing Arts Center next week. Rose Kristen Presson spoke with Sophia Quaby about life as a sister and musician.
Do you think that you have any advantages or different experiences as a band because you guys are sisters as opposed to other groups?
We have grown up together, so the availability of getting to play and sing together, practice together, plus, you know, we talk so similarly that we get each other confused when we're listening back to tapes. Us. Grace will be like, "Oh, why did you say that, Hulda?" And I'm like, "That's me." It's pretty funny. So, you know, I think that helps with our blend and the way we pronounce things, and that helps us sing together for sure. So there are advantages like that.
What have you guys been working on lately?
Well, we've been doing a lot of touring since the beginning of the year. It's been really cool. We went to Scotland in January, and then we went on a three-week tour with some other bands in February and March up and down the West Coast. Now we're kind of playing some jobs around Texas and just got back from California, but we're going to be home for a little while and starting to work on a new recording project. So hopefully going to get in the studio in a month or so.
Is there much of an audience for this kind of traditional American music in Europe?
There is, you know. We didn't really know what it was going to be like. We actually played at a really big country music festival in France, of all places, and that was a blast.
So I have been doing research on you guys, and I see a lot of the same names kind of listed over and over as your influences. Do you have any musical influences that don't fall into this, I guess, country genre?
We're influenced from all kinds of music. You know, it might be Patti LaBelle. It might be watching old Jackson 5 videos of Michael Jackson. It might be Jackie Wilson. The drummer for Marty Stewart was telling me about him and looked him up and just absolutely blew me away. What a voice. But, you know, we have our standbys that we absolutely love, such as Ray Price and Connie Smith and Ella Fitzgerald and Bob Wills and Django Reinhardt and Stephan Gappelli, Duff Smith, Ben Asmussen, and there's just a whole lot of different influences that we might have not mentioned in some of the stuff you've read. But
what are you listening to now?
Well, I have my phone right here. I'm just going to, like, zip over and look what I've bought recently.
All right.
Okay, there's this one singer. She sang for Manhattan Transfer. She's a great singer. Her name is Janice Siegel. I'm really into Natalie Cole, Rosemary Clooney, and I just bought a Sven Asmussen record, and I think I mentioned Jackie Wilson. He's probably the most recent for me.
So do you guys have labels amongst yourself? Like, I'm thinking of how boy bands will be like, oh, he's the cute one or he's the mysterious one.
Well, that's funny you ask. Grace is definitely the most organized. She's more like type A, makes lists and does that kind of thing. And it's great because without her, I don't know where I would be. And I'm more of the free spirit. Which is not always great, but, and Hulda, and I've got a little bit of Hulda. She's a very much free spirit, but she's super clean and organized.
Okay.
So I'm not that way, unfortunately. I have to learn from them.
Have you seen a growth musically or not in yourself and your bandmates since all of this took off?
Yeah, you know, it's a learning process. You're hopefully improving and learning as you go along. I'm a far cry from where I would like to be. And music is something that even the best musicians will say, you never stop learning. You never get to a point where you can't get better. And I think that over the years, we've learned and still have a lot more.
Georgia. Sweet.
The Quaby Sisters Band plays at the Kreiner Performing Arts Center in Paris Saturday, May 19th. For tickets and more information, visit WKMS.org.
Sweet song.